Hey mama, I'm Ashley, and this is the Maverick Mompreneur podcast, where you're free and encouraged to own your desire to create and scale an impactful, discoverable online brand and business in the midst of motherhood. A business that's aligned with your mission, lifestyle desires, personality, and zone of genius without wasting your time on the hustle and grind hamster wheel that is social media. Can I get an amen? Sis, you are a maverick, an original, willing to stand out in your authenticity, defy expectations, and do life and business outside the box. In our world, if it's not aligned with who we are, it's a hard pass or a brave pivot. So if you're here for the powerful identity shift and transformation from boss babe or boss mom to aligned CEO, building a one-of-a-kind, influential, hustle-free online business that will produce long-term impact and multiple streams of income through SEO, affiliate marketing, and courses while building yourself in the process, well, pop in those AirPods, grab that cup of coffee or glass of wine, and let's get growing. Hey, biz besties, Ashley here, back with another episode of the Maverick Mompreneur podcast. I'm so glad you're here joining me today. We are going to be doing some dissecting, or rather having a little bit of an anatomy lesson. No, not that kind, ew. No, we're going to dissect the anatomy of a viral digital product. Now, caveat, I have never had a product go fully viral, as in like hundreds of thousands of views and thousands of sales, but I'm setting myself and all of us up to by the research that I've done so that you have what it takes when you do go viral, or at the very least sell way more products than you would without this anatomy lesson. But we're not just talking about the product itself, but also the role of doing your research before you jump into creation mode, and how embodying your product, and we'll talk more about that, can greatly increase your chances of success. But before we dive in, a quick shout out to our amazing sponsors who make this podcast episode possible: my own products and services. Yes, that's right. That is how this podcast is monetized and how I can keep it ad-free. Speaking of my own products and services, if you would like a breakdown of one of my proven digital product sales funnels with a bonus of actually my masterclass funnel, there is a link in the show notes to that, and it is free. It's also in my store, elevatedwithashley.com/courses, where you can check out all of my current offerings that are now categorized into sections to help you start, organize, monetize, market, automate, and elevate your brand and online business. I'm really proud of it. It looks really good, and it's, I think, a better customer experience so that you can identify where you're at on the brand building journey and choose a resource that's going to be helpful to you within that. That's it. That's the ad. Thank you to my own products and services for sponsoring episode 111. All right, let's get down to business. Picture this. You poured your heart and soul into creating this perfect digital product. It's innovative, it's valuable, it's taken you so much time, and you just know it has the potential to change lives. But how do you ensure that it gets the attention that it deserves, especially in a crowded digital marketplace? First things first, keyword research. And I know it's like, buzzkill, buzzword, but it's not just a buzzword. It's really the secret sauce behind getting your product noticed. So you want to think of keywords as breadcrumbs that lead your ideal customers straight to your doorstep. So a little Hansel and Gretel action happening. Let's think like your ideal customer. What is it that they're typing into the search bar late at night when they're desperate to find an answer to their question, a solution to their problems? What challenges are they having? What are they actively typing in and looking to solve? So that's where your keyword research is going to start. If people are not searching for the product that you have to offer, and or the keywords are not within that product, it's not going to have the viral potential that it would had you done that on the front end. So for example, I used in the Boss Up Your Brand Bootcamp 3-day live challenge last week, the example of my sister-in-law, who is absolutely crushing it with her brand online, and her niche is sourdough bread baking. So she does sell the Bread. She has a subscription membership, but as far as her online presence, she is teaching other people how to create sourdough bread and various different formulations of that, like loaves and tortillas. I don't know what else. But if you go and you look on a free tool like SEMrush or Ubersuggest or Keywords Everywhere, actually that one's paid, but if you look at a keyword research tool on the amount of monthly searches for sourdough, it's crazy. It's like over 100,000 searches per month. So any product that she puts out that has the keyword sourdough or key phrases like how to make a sourdough starter, how do I make sourdough bread, key phrases and keywords like that, she's going to have the potential for virality. And she really has gone viral. She has gone from zero followers when she started her account to now, at the time I record this, I think she has around 12,000 followers, and she's been able to make a lot of affiliate sales, and she's working on creating and launching her own digital products. So with that keyword research in mind, she's going to have the potential for a viral digital product. And you can do the same within your niche. Just make sure that you are targeting a keyword that has some searches per month. Ideally, you'd want that to be 10,000 or more searches per month to ensure that there's demand for your product in the online marketplace. And then you want to infuse that into your sales copy, into the name of your product. Okay, so now we're going to shift gears in our anatomy lesson. There's really only two parts to this anatomy lesson for how to make a viral potential digital product. So first, we've got keyword research. Do people want what you're about to create and sell? And you can find that out these days, which is really cool. So we're going to shift gears, like I said, and talk about embodying your product or embodying the results and the benefits that your product is promising. So what do I mean by that? Well, you're going to think of your product as an extension of yourself almost. You want to do this authentically, but those who have a viral product are typically doing and showcasing and embodying exactly what they're selling. So in the case of my sister-in-law with the sourdough bread, she is on there on her reels every day making bread, coming up with recipes, showing tools. So when she puts out a digital product about that, it makes so much sense to purchase from her because she really is the embodiment of that digital product. So from people trying her recipes and shouting her out and loving her stuff and so on and so on. Think about a coach who offers a course on podcasting. If they are a podcaster who is doing well and ranking and publishing consistent episodes and embodying the work, if that person puts out and sells a digital product having to do with teaching others how to podcast, they are embodying what their ideal customer for that course wants, and therefore they have such a bigger chance of going viral. Look at all the Instagram coaches. Their accounts are growing. They are selling courses on how to grow an Instagram following. Why? Because they are embodying that. The same strategy that they teach you for growth, if that's not your niche, is not going to be the same. So I know a lot of this is logic, but I want you to think about, okay, what are you embodying? I think I've shared with you before, but back when I launched my first ever digital product, so it was called the Influence, Impact, and Income Academy. It was a 12-week course to teach how I built a blog and brand and how I enrolled new team members into my social selling business on autopilot and sold products through sales funnels alongside of that. Kind of a unique selling proposition. And I was absolutely embodying that. When I put out that course, I was at the height of enrolling new team members on autopilot. I was crushing it as far as my sales. And so I was embodying the result and the outcome and the benefits that my ideal customer wanted. And that's how I was able to have, or a part of how I was able to have, a $15,000 first launch in a Facebook group of only 260 members. We're not talking rocket science here, but there are two things that make up a viral digital product. And you really do need to have both: keyword research / supply and demand. And when I talk about demand, there needs to be a huge demand if you're in a really competitive niche. So say sourdough bread, that's going to be competitive, but there's also so many people searching it. There's plenty of supply to go around, customers to go around, but you want to make sure that within your niche, so if you have a very, very, very small niche, you still want to make sure that what you're wanting to put out there is something that is viable. Okay, so that's the first part. And then the second part is, of course, picking something to base your brand and monetize advertising your brand on that you truly embody. Now, if I were to go and put out a course about Instagram strategies, at this point in my business, that's not going to have the most viral potential because that's not where I'm showing up energetically. That's not where I have my expertise. I hang in on Instagram, but that's not what I would go for if I were wanting to create a viral digital product, unless I started to go really hard over on Instagram and demonstrate my authority, my credibility, my knowledge, all of that, and then launch. That could go viral, right? So those are the two components of our dissection and anatomy lesson of a viral digital product. One of my products is the Passive Digital Product Funnel Lab. If you're interested in that, I'll leave a link in the show notes as well for you to check that out. It is my full, complete automated sales system training, and it's how I sell everything from digital products to memberships to one-on-one to coaching. It's all the same process. The difference with this course is that it does specifically teach you how to create digital products within Canva or Kajabi. So if that's of interest, I will leave that there for you. So that's all for today. Remember that it's not just about the product itself, but also the keyword research that ensures it gets visibility and embodying your product and its results. Because when you lead with authenticity and you lead with embodied marketing, success is inevitable for you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Stay tuned for another episode dropping next week. And until then, cheers to your impact. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a ton of value. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you would rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. It really helps push out the message that I have to share with other female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.